Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations AM 860 and 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. To great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers. Also, let's not forget about our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, in addition, a special shout-out goes out to all of our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, again, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, and the security officers. And let's not forget about everybody that's working on the Third Watch, the over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheel drivers, the bulk mail haulers out there, Felix and the gang, hauling the mail to the post offices, and also our suicide jockeys delivering our gas and our diesel and our jet fuel, and not to forget about our Amazon employees working in the warehouse and also out there driving and delivering the freight. And we heard from Covington, one of the drivers, last night, and he was agreeing with what we were talking about when it came to Donald Trump. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Parler. We're also on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. And, of course, our website is very easy to get to, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there and sign up. Sign in and get on the page, and you can listen to us there. Our podcast is over there, and there's a lot of interesting things over there, too, for you to take a look at. All right, let's jump right on to the telephone, because we're going to get going tonight. We've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, on the line, and good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain, and good morning to everybody.
Yes, they're on the porch. It's a dry night down here, 71 degrees, clear skies. Not a bad night at all, and everybody's over there relaxing, getting ready for the football game Sunday morning over there in Germany, the 9:30 in the morning game with the Bucks. We got a big crowd in town, I guess, for that reason. I'm not sure what else they'd be here for, but it is what it is. So, are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
To the flag
of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And let's not forget that we also use those words and emphasize them, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, before we get to the caller that just called in here, I want to mention that I was thinking a lot about Ron DeSantis in Florida and how he won Florida and how he has this niche now with Florida, knowing what needs to be done to win a major race down here. Number one, his pandemic policies, when we had all the lockdowns and everything that was going on, he refused to get involved in that, remember?
Oh, yes.
And he took a lot of flak for it. Oh, people are going to die. Oh, you're going to kill people. Oh, and this and the other. Well, none of that happened, and he was right, and they were wrong, right?
Yes, exactly.
That's number one. Number two, when the parents around the countryside were revolting, so to speak, against the school districts and what they were doing, Florida decided the best policy was to listen to the parents because, after all, it was their kids that were in school, and to react accordingly by taking the parents' information into consideration. That didn't happen around these other school districts, now did it?
No, it didn't.
And then we had the pro-life advocacy, where Florida went pro-life, and they got rid of the abortion on demand, if you will, and they produced the law of the 15-week abortion ban. So that went against the grain, too, with a lot of things around the country, correct?
Yes.
Then we had the war on woke. Now, DeSantis said he wasn't going to tangle with companies that decided to mix politics with business by going woke. And he also used that as a great rallying cry during the course of his campaign for re-election as governor. And that was something that separated Florida from a lot of states, correct?
Of course.
And then there was the minority anti-Trump Republican appeal, where he managed to capture Miami-Dade, first time that had been done in a number of election cycles, and he had a message that resonated with the Miami crowd, the Cubans, and all the Latinos down there, and that was something that Republicans had not been able to do for many, many years.
Precisely.
So, that was the winning combination.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. And what Governor DeSantis has shown, Captain, is that through leadership, perseverance, and standing up to, for example, the woke, agenda and so forth, he's been very successful.
Right. And let me see here. We're coming up on our break, so you hold on and call, or you hang on. You'll be the first one up when we come back. I wanted to get all that in here to establish the precedent for the next series of talking points coming up, because we heard a lot of things about Herschel Walker yesterday, and I'm not sure what's going to happen, but you've got to take all this with a grain of salt, because some of what's going on may not be what's going on. Well, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break, and if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-8-
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Okie dokie. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is brought to you by Relief Factor. You've heard me talk about Relief Factor for going on the past 8+ years because that's how long I've been taking it. Now, I take it because it works. And you're hearing me tell you about it because the product works. And if it didn't work, I wouldn't be telling you about it. It's that simple. So, here we go. If you're suffering with any kind of pain, back pain, leg pain, maybe you got pains in your hands or wrists or ankles or whatever, okay, this will help you. This will take care of general pain by just going to the source and eliminating it. And I'm telling you, I've never seen anything quite like it. You take it, follow the instructions, take it in the morning with your breakfast, and then that one pack could take you through the whole day. If it doesn't, when you have your next meal, if you start to go back into pain, you take another packet, and that's how it works. And that should take care of you for the rest of the day. Now, it's an all-natural product. It has no narcotics in it. It comes with turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. That's what's in there to help you and help your body's response to inflammation and pain by going right straight to the source of the pain and getting rid of it. And it does just that. So to find out more about it, go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And check it out. You'll be glad you did. $19.95 and a three-week quick start. It'll take you out of pain. relieffactor.com/captain. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. We have one of our regular callers on the telephone line. It is Mr. Mike, the used-to-be, could-have-been, should-have-been, might-have-been mayor of Clearwater. So, Mr. Mike, what's going on?
Hi, Kyle. Hi, Captain. You know, Kyle, I'm going to start this off. I love President Trump, and I think he did a lot of good things for our country, probably one of the greatest presidents we ever had. Not a good people person, but now what terrifies me is he's starting to get toxic. He's taking swipes at Ron DeSantis. Now, one thing that Trump has that we all know is an ego, and I would love to see him become president again, but at this point, I think that that's next to impossible. Now, if he starts taking swipes at Ron DeSantis, that's going to fracture the party. The independent voters are going to look at this and say, you know what, this is ridiculous. Now, if Biden goes up against Trump, I'm terrified because I think Biden would win again. If Biden goes up against DeSantis, then we have a shot. That I think is doable. But I think somebody at this point, and see if you agree with me, he's doing a lot of damage by running his mouth and attacking all these people. Can somebody get to him and say, you know, Mr. President, maybe you should just quietly go away. You know, you're doing more hurt than you are good. I mean, we really need changes in this country, and people don't like him to the point where they'll vote for anybody as long as it's not him. So what do you think, Kyle? Do you think that somebody can maybe get to him and say, you know, for the good of the country and for, you know, to put us back on the right track, maybe you just ride off into the sunset and enjoy the good things that you did for the 4 years you were in office and let somebody else take the helm now? Because I think that it's not good for the party when you have him taking swipes at somebody like DeSantis, who really could actually take it to the finish line. So what do you think, Kyle? Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks, Mike. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, no, I appreciate the call so much, Mike, and I think what you're expressing, I think a lot of people out there are thinking about and feeling. You mentioned the word toxic. Yes, when that becomes a real factor, then really all bets are off. And you talked about change in the country. Well, of course, yes, people do want change, and there's a pathway to real change for the GOP coming up in the next presidential election. But if everything is focused only on the toxicity of a candidate or what was said or what wasn't said and this kind of thing, and that person is the focal point, well, I think it really does throw a real roadblock into that pathway for change. That being said, I think I agree. I think President Trump accomplished a lot of things, but in politics, times do change. Yes.
Kyle, we have more than Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis needs to be the governor of Florida, and he needs to finish what he started. That's number one. Floridians do not want Ron DeSantis to leave in midstream, which would be 2 years from now, to run for president and leave Florida behind. Now, we've got people, very good people, that could step in and run for president and run this country. The person that I keep mentioning is Mike Pompeo. He's been the Secretary of State. He's been the Secretary of, let's see, he was the CIA Director, right?
That's correct, yes.
And then there was something else he'd done in there beforehand, some sort of advisor. But anyway, he had three different positions, and he did each one of them well. And he stood up against the world leaders. He stood up against Putin. He stood up against Xi. He stood up against Castro and all these other people when he needed to. He stood up in the Ukraine. He knows his stuff. He's a world leader, and he knows what to do. Now, that's just one name. There are others. But here's the thing. We the people need to get this right this time around. And Donald Trump needs to just go over, sit down, and be quiet and stop trying to be the big influencer that he is not. He is not when he does what he does.
Well, right. And, you know, you mentioned Mike Pompeo, and you're right, there are other names out there as well. But let's just consider for a moment Mike Pompeo versus Gavin Newsom, for example. 2 years from now, Captain, the world, we don't know exactly what it's going to look like, but I have a feeling it's going to be worse than it is right now in terms of national security.
You and me both.
And, that's right. And Mike Pompeo will be able to speak to those things and I think make Gavin Newsom look like a neophyte how America needs to deal on the world stage. That's just for openers.
Absolutely. Okay, well, we've got Ian on the line. I'm going to go over there. Let's see here. Go ahead, Ian. What's going on?
I just got two things I want to say. The first thing is, as for Trump, as far as I'm concerned, and I made this calculation like when he was still in office, he accomplished the two things that I wanted. He got rid of the Bush dynasty, and he got rid of the Clinton dynasty. So as far as I'm concerned, he served my purposes as being an icebreaker, and I'm saying in the Soviet communist terminology, I'm not calling him a communist, but if you know what the word icebreaker means in that context, he served as an icebreaker, and he got rid of the Bush and the Clinton dynasties. They're dead, and they're not coming back. And as for the presidency, and this is going to sound like heresy to you guys, I hope Biden stays in and gets another term, because let me tell you something. Here's where the power is going to be. It's with the states and the locals. The United States government is done. It's dysfunctional. It's a corrupt, dysfunctional mess. It's the district of corruption. The power is going to be in the states. We need to start taking over things from the school boards on up.
Tenth Amendment.
Exactly. Everybody's going right back into this thing. Well, who's going to be president? Trump, DeSantis. Forget about all that.
Yep.
The power is in the states, because if we get in a block of red states, we can nullify anything they do.
Yep.
That's where the power's at.
Okay.
You guys need to start thinking localism, man. And that's why the Democrats win a lot, despite the fact that we all know they cheat, lie, and steal. They got a patronage system, and they have base that goes all the way down to the block level. Okay.
Yep.
Especially
okay.
in the urban area.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. We're running out of time. We're headed to the break right now, Kyle, but what Ian just said is true. And I've always said since the beginning of the show and since my first days on the radio, think locally or think nationally, but act locally.
Well, certainly. I think it's a combination of all those kinds of things.
Yep.
Because when big challenges come, we have to be able to act as a nation, and we need good national leadership. But Ian is exactly right about having the local leadership also be something that is going in the right direction.
Yeah, and I was hoping this time that we could make some more changes at the local level. Hang on there, Kyle. Because that's where we needed to start it, right here down at the county level, the city level, move it on up to the state level, and then move it to the federal level. Because the 10th Amendment gives us the opportunity to be able to control our own destinies. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Friday marks the first Veterans Day since new legislation was signed by President Biden expanding health care benefits for service members who were exposed to toxic burn pits. This, as Vice President Kamala Harris says, veterans and their families deserve to be taken care of.
Fulfilling that obligation means making sure veterans can access the support and the resources they need to thrive.
Consumers of all ages and income groups are feeling less optimistic about the state of the economy due to recession fears. The University of Michigan's early consumer sentiment reading for November fell 9% from last month to its lowest level since June. Buying conditions for big-ticket items decreased sharply due to uncertainty over rising interest rates and continued high prices. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great, like Extendivite very much, seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars, love this product Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars, can't say enough, great product. Freya, 5 stars, I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, Kyle, I'll do just that. Thank you very much. This portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell at MyPillow. Of course, he's the founder and inventor of MyPillow. The website is MyPillow.com. You want to make sure you go over there, and everything starts from there, and then you go on, and we'll tell you where you go and the promo code and all that. But what you need to know right now is that MyPillow.com and Mike Lindell, he's adding and changing and revamping some of the products. For example, I didn't think it was possible, but he changed the game with his 6-piece towel set. It was good before. It's better now. I just got ordered and got my 6-piece towel set in. This is made with 100% USA cotton, making it extremely absorbent, and it provides that soft feel look that you look for in a towel. Now, it comes with 2 bath towels, and this is unbelievable. These bath towels are big enough to go around me with room to spare. Now, go figure. That's a bath towel, right? And it's got 2 hand towels that are about half the size of the bath towels. So they're what a bath towel used to be in my estimation. And then it's got 2 washcloths that come with it. Again, the whole thing typically retails for $89.98, but you can get it for a limited time for $39.98. Save yourself $50 by using the promo code CAPTAIN when you go to MyPillow.com and go into the Radio Listener Specials page that's there. Now, if you have a question, You can call them at 800-641-5459 to get more details about whatever your question might happen to be. But again, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page to get this insanely low price of $39.98 on the six-piece towel set. You'll find deep discounts on other MyPillow products there as well. The promo code is CAPTAIN, or you can just call them at 800-641-5459. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Is Mrs. Professor into the mood yet, buying some more stuff?
Well, I think so, because, you know, we're coming up on Thanksgiving, which means Christmas is right around the corner,
yeah.
You know. And so absolutely. And, you know, we love the Giza sheets, by the way. Those are really great. And the towel set, you know, I don't think we'll ever buy any other kind of towels at this point because they're really that good.
Unbelievable. And, of course, they got the slippers, the new slippers. They're getting rid of the old slippers, any of the old ones they have. You can get the slippers for as low as $19.98, but he's got the new ones in there now as well, which are made a lot better, and they're a lot stronger, a lot just superior material and whatnot. Now, in talking about all the different things that we could bring up here, the federal government, once again, collected a record, $318,576,000,000 in total taxes during the month of October, which is the first month of fiscal 2023. This comes from the monthly Treasury statement, which was released yesterday.
And all they need, Captain, is just a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah. How much is enough? Well, it's not enough yet. We just need a little bit more.
And they're going to get it, too, because there's more taxes going up here. But
well, that's right. And you know what else? They're going to make sure people are paying their fair share.
Yeah.
Here we go again, right?
Well, we're going to pay more of our fair share when the fuel oil prices, which have skyrocketed some 68.5%, just in the past 12 months.
Well, that's right. It's starting to get cold out there, and fuel oil and so forth. I mean, Captain, people have had to make decisions about their finances because of the gas prices to put in their car now to heat their homes. You know, this isn't the kind of America that people expect or deserve. Or, you know, this is the kind of America where, okay, it's get ready. It's going to be either more expensive or there's going to be less of it. So, you know, buckle up. That's, I guess, the message from the administration.
Now, there's another situation brewing here, and it's Mitch McConnell wanting to be reelected the House Minority Leader, which he would be still unless the Senate has already got a clear majority. And by the way, the Senate, it looks like right now, if they do have a majority, it'll be by one seat.
Well, that's right, because in Arizona, Mark Kelly now projected to win that Senate seat, so that puts it right now at 49-49. We're waiting on Nevada, where, by the way, Captain, the upset of Governor Sisolak, the Democrat in Nevada, he has now been unseated.
Right, by the Republicans.
That's right. So this is really, really big news. Is that going to translate to Laxalt? We just don't know yet. They're still pretty much neck and neck, almost, you know, just almost no daylight at all in terms of the votes there. So that's very interesting. So it's Nevada, and it is going to come down to Georgia as well. There's, you know, to put it in baseball terms, there's already one strike. We got two strikes left here, and it's, you know, it's make or break time.
And contrary to public opinion, and Donald Trump blowing smoke and saying, well, all my candidates got elected. No, they didn't.
No, they didn't.
You
know, this is one of those things, you know, Captain, and sometimes, and I just hate to say, I think sometimes Donald Trump is his own worst enemy on things. Part of being in politics is kind of knowing how to read the room and sort of when to say this and when not to say that. And, you know, and I understand what got him to the White House. I understand the unorthodox methods and so forth. But right now, of course, again, as we were talking about with Mike earlier, times change. Things change, and especially even in regards to when you just mentioned about Mitch McConnell. Yeah, things change. The McConnell era may be over. It's just that's how politics goes.
Well, I've been watching Arizona, and I've been studying what's going on, and I've been listening very, very loud and clear to the system that they're using. Arizona needs to change their election laws, very plain and very simple, because the ballots come in, the mail-in ballots come in to the post office, and then they are come into the supervisor of elections office, and then they are taken to the post office, where they are sorted and sent back to the various election precincts and whatnot. I've never heard of such a thing.
Well, that's right. You know, I had a good friend of mine earlier today, Captain, tell me, you know, back in the day, many years ago, we'd have an election, and before you went to bed that night, you knew who won the election.
Absolutely.
And that was without, you know, all the, you know, modern computer systems and things like this. I mean, you know, people used to go in, you know, that's where we get the phrase, pull the lever. You're just going to go pull the lever. And somehow, some way, our ancestors.
You read the machine. You read the numbers on the machine.
Right, right. But somehow our ancestors, as it were able to count the votes. We just can't seem to get that done in certain states around here.
Well, Maricopa County officials yesterday had originally estimated they hoped to be done by this weekend. Then once again, they shot a couple of threw a couple of wrenches into the monkey works and said, well, it might be the middle of next week because we've had more ballots come in and we have to verify the signatures. And then I found out the way they were verifying the signatures. They don't use a computer. They don't put it in through a computer to verify it that way. They do it visually and manually. And they hold it up to see to if it looks like what they got. And if it doesn't match, then guess what they do next, Kyle?
What's that?
They call the person who issued the ballot and say, hey, we have a problem with your ballot. We need to have you come down and do a signature, a request for us, so we can determine whether or not this is your ballot.
Yeah, is that what they do? I think in Florida,
that is what
if the machine rejects it, yeah.
Right, but that's what they do in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes and everything they do takes more time.
Yeah, but it does. It seems to me that, you know, that there would be a way to find to do it a way to do it efficiently. This doesn't seem to even come close to that word, you know, and certainly the expectations of the voters, the people of Arizona deserve better than that.
That's absolutely true. And then, of course, you've got Arizona and then. You've got Nevada with the situation that they had, which we'll talk about after the top of the hour, because they had their power go off at the Key Nevada County Precinct. And for 3.5 hours, they have no idea what was going on. They couldn't see. There was no lights. Nobody knows what went on with the ballots.
Very interesting.
And all of a sudden, we've got Lysol losing votes to the incoming or the incumbent senator. I mean, this just really, really smells again. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks are coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Remember the movie Risky Business?
I sure do.
I still can picture Tom Cruise in his underwear dancing around the floor there. Roberta, what was her name? Rebecca Martinet, I think, was a female actress in there. She played the part of the hooker. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. But anyway.
Rebecca De Mornay, I think.
De Mornay. Okay. All right. Well, let me read this and give it to you. A quiet weekend is in store for the lower 48. How about that? There may be some locally heavy rain through midday Saturday across some of the areas of New England within a weak system that's coming up there. The remnants of Nicole could produce some rain, could produce some snow showers in the Ohio and Tennessee valleys, too, because it's cold up here in the Great Lakes tonight. And the weather story for next week will be probably well below normal temperatures across much of the lower 48, especially in the central U.S., and we do have some really cold temperatures tonight across Texas. So, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain. The dense fog that we saw in the latter part of this week on California 99 seems to be lifted by this point. But if you're up on I-80 and you're heading through Donner Pass, number one, it's cold. It's about 23 degrees right now. But they are reading fog up on Donner Pass on I-80 if you're coming out of Reno. And that's up there in Eddie Floyd territory, by the way, Captain. And it looks like we're going to have what's going to be called a weak winter storm is going to come through in that area, a little bit north of there, a little bit west out into I-80. It's going to bring some light snowfall this weekend, starting on Saturday and also into Sunday morning. And this can stretch up towards Susanville up 395 and then down 395 back into California down towards Mammoth Lake. So you want to be aware of that. If you're out there maybe driving in a Porsche 928 like Tom Cruise did in the movie Risky Business. What a shame when that thing went into the drink. But at any rate, Captain, we are seeing some snow on the map right now. If you're traveling up Interstate 5 in Northern California near Redding, you've got rain, mix of that and sleet coming across the road. And right now we got snow that's also falling. This is going to be in the Alturas region, also across the border into Southern Oregon, near Lakeview. Again, 395 is affected here, and it goes a little bit more up into Central Oregon. That's what we're seeing on the radar map right now. Still Snoqualmie Pass, by the way. It's a little bit wet in places, we understand, but there are gusty winds west of the summit. So truckers, beware with your high-profile vehicles in that area. So be careful out there.
Okay, I'm going to start in North Dakota tonight, the western half of North Dakota from about Bismarck all the way to the Montana line. You've got some unsettled weather conditions for some snow and blowing snow. Remember, they had a blizzard warning up there during the week, and they've got a lot of snow on the road, a lot of ice on the road, so be careful up there. Could be very slick driving still up there as the temperature has not warmed up all that much. Temperatures down in the single digits in some places. And then moving straight south down into Oklahoma, I-35 up to Oklahoma City and I-40 from about El Reno over to Oklahoma City and even Tulsa. You have got freezing cold, sub-freezing cold temperatures in the 20s and teens tonight, all the way down to the Metroplex in Dallas and a little bit further south, almost to San Antonio, and all the way out west, almost to El Paso. Boy, oh boy, down to the Mexican border, you've got a large area of really cold weather, freezing cold, below 32 degrees, 20s and teens, across I-20 and I-30 and a little bit of I-10 and I-35, so be advised of that. Now, you do have a frost warning tonight, not watch warning, going across I-20. starting in Texas, going over to Louisiana, and then going over into Mississippi. So be advised of that. And the north-south routes are affected there, too, I-55 and I-57. Also moving down towards the water, down towards the Gulf, it's rather windy, if you will, from about Pensacola, Florida, all the way down to the bottom of the valley there in Brownsville, Texas. So be advised of that. So you're going to get some wind along there. You've got some unsettled weather conditions tonight up in Indiana and parts of Kentucky and the southeastern corner of Illinois. Also moving on up into the upper peninsula of Michigan tonight. You've got snow up that way, and there's a winter storm watch that's in effect for the upper peninsula tonight. We'll see what happens in the next report. Now, we do have some rain, and we do have some severe thunderstorm warnings in southern New York right now. This would be along I-84. East of U.S. 17. So if you see and are going that way and you see the thunder and the lightning, yep, you're not imagining that is severe weather up there in that area moving into New England. And the entire East Coast tonight, Kyle, from Chesapeake Bay all the way up to along the ocean to Canada, to Nova Scotia, has a gale warning attached to it, all of it, the whole area.
Wow.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be interesting. And that's all part of our storm that came through down here and then went that away, Nicole.
Exactly, yes.
So people will remember that for a while, won't they?
Of course.
All right, well, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J. You got about 35, 40 seconds.
All right, folks, for truckers and travelers alike, we want you to pull on in to the nearest Pilot or Flying J Travel Center. They're going to take great care of you. And also, between now and December 31st, when you join the My Rewards Plus app, you're going to save 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gas that you buy at a Pilot or Flying J Travel Center. And also, when you activate Push for Points, you get special rewards, you get special points, especially for diesel fill-ups. So you definitely want to check that out. That's Pilot Flying J.com, pilotflyingj.com. Pull on in, get something hot to drink, hot to eat, and whatever else you need to be out to get back at the out there on the road. So pilotflyingj.com.
And warm your feet up while you're at it.
That's right. Exactly right.
Yeah. And by the way, folks, Pilot and Flying J, that's my choice that I'm out on the road for sure because I don't have to wait for much of anything. They've got a great little deli if you don't want to go inside, sit down in the restaurant or whatever they happen to have there. You've got a great little deli. You can get the potatoes and you can get the chicken. And they got hot dogs, and they got hamburgers, they got all that stuff there. So if you're in a hurry, they got it. You can grab it and see you in the morning. All right, Kyle will be back here in about 35 minutes. Meantime, we're going to put him on hold. We're going to go to the top of the hour break, and we've got Rowan Edwards coming on next. Don't go anywhere. This is Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition with more coming back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.